Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you are listening to the Hughes. I'm T.C. Downey, and with me on the air is Lehi. Lehi, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing awesome. Celebrating my kid's 5th birthday today.
So a birthday right after the holidays.
Yeah. He's 5 years old today, and, we're having a world of fun with an army of Transformers, so.
An army of Transformers?
Yeah, an army of Transformers.
That's got to be one of the cooler kids' toys, I think, the Transformers.
Yeah, I was always into them, and I still think they're cool. I get my practice now at transforming them still. Every few minutes, I've got to turn one into a car or a robot or something. So it's all good. It kind of coincides with why ended up tattooing a Decepticon symbol on me. So naturally, that's the side of the game I get to play. So
those are the cooler robots anyway.
I don't know, man. He's got this one, Top Spin. It's a NASCAR car. It's badass. It really is. So, I don't know. I mean, I always kind of dug the Decepticons because they've got, usually they were bulkier. I mean, back in the day when we were kids, you know, it was the reason that there were usually only 3 or 4 Decepticons and like 100 Autobots is because the Decepticons were badass and the Autobots weren't so tough. Except for Optimus Prime. Yeah, but I guess the new generation of Transformers has kind of dialed down the strength of the Decepticons and dialed up the strength of the Autobots. And it's all good, man.
People still want their heroes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the story of the Transformers was always the fact that they were the weaker and they were overcoming the stronger, you know, more powerful Decepticons. I mean, that was the actual heroics of it. You know, that all odds were stacked against them, and they still stood together and worked together and beat the crap out of Megatron and his boys. But, you know, that was, it wasn't because they were bad. It was because they, you know, they worked together as a team. That was the whole deal back then.
Teamwork to overcome adversity.
Yeah. It's, I guess it was a solid Magian lesson if you, into that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm thinking about it. I need to address this because I really don't know how things are going to turn out now, and you need to be privy of what's going on so that we can decide together what we're doing. But I guess I did really well in school this past week, and so as a result of that, I actually got hired onto the staff at the tattooing school / tattoo shop that I'm going to get hired on to apprentice as a tattoo artist while I'm going to school also. So that way I'll have the ability to learn pierce and make money.
That's badass. And, congratulations.
Well, thank you. But now the problem is that I'm there from 9 a.m. till whenever the shop closes most days. I have every other weekend off because I have my kid. But I don't know what that's going to mean in terms of the fate of today's show. So.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, I'm picking a topic for next time.
Yeah, well, we might have to dial down the number of episodes that appear. Like, this might have to come an every other week thing, or we may have to push it back till late at night or something like that.
Whatever you got to do, man. I know I've been pretty fucking busy myself, so it wouldn't be too big of a deal if we push the show back or change the availability.
Yeah. But that's that's what's going on. I mean, at this point, I'm headlong into this, and I'm trying to decide, what's going to be the best move. I mean, the cool thing about the place that I'm going to be working at is it's not corporate. B, the guy has a family type thing. Once you work there, you're part of the family. And C, what I think is really neat is absolutely everything that is utilized there is created there. The needles, the tattoo machines, all of
them. Oh, so wait a second. They're self-sufficient?
They're self-sufficient, yes.
And they have company culture. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, the latest project, they just bought a $10,000 metal milling machine to make it so that they could be completely self-sufficient. Up until this point, they had to have certain things pre-manufactured and then assembled there, but now everything will be made from scrap.
Dude, I bet they can make a lot of money that way, too.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. I mean, the guy that's going to be mentoring me, he's a 33-year-long professional. He's one of three American tattoo artists that can tattoo in the traditional Japanese style. As a matter of fact, that's where he learned to tattoo, was in Japan, doing it the traditional style. So it's kind of a big deal in the fact that this guy's world famous, and he's decided he wants to apprentice me. So,
well, hell yeah! I bet you're excited.
I'm extremely excited. I mean, I didn't think that I would do as well as I did do, man. I really didn't. I figured I would get in there and, I'd be drawing little lines on a pig's ear for a month straight before I learned something new. And I've gotten all the way up to where that I could do permanent eyeliner already if I needed to. And I'm just moving right along. Yeah. And I found some cool stuff too, man. Like, I didn't know there was actually the stuff that they sell and use, that you tattoo into somebody's skin over a tattoo that they don't want. You can only do a 1-inch square at a time, but when it heals, the tattoo's gone. It's tattoo removal done all naturally. And it brings the skin back to the state it was prior to.
Wait a second. You can remove a tattoo without lasers?
Without lasers, yes.
Just by tattooing over it without ink? Is that what you said?
No. There is a solution that has to be put into the skin. But yeah, it's without lasers. You tattoo this stuff into somebody's skin right over the area that was tattooed. They don't do anything after that. They just let it scab and fall off, and once it's scabbed and falls off, it's gone.
Now, with this kind of thing, though, I know that with, like, when you actually get a tattoo, you don't want to pick the scabs off. You just want to let them fall off. In this scenario, since you're trying to remove the tattoo, is it okay to pick the scabs?
No, it's not. You let the scab heal and fall off.
Because otherwise it'll scar over what's in there, right?
You don't use lotion or anything like that. There's no real care to it.
You just leave it alone for a while.
Just leave it alone for a while, and when that scab falls off, it's gone.
Well, that's pretty cool.
it, which I thought was neat because there's a girl who's about halfway, well, now she's about halfway through the process of getting a, she had a quill tattooed on her shoulder, like a quill feather.
Yeah.
And apparently she decided she didn't want that anymore. Well, that's multiple colors, black, red, blue, purple, green, it's all in there. And he's removing it right now, and about half of it's gone as it stands. And I got to watch him take out a couple of portions of it this week. I mean, it moves at a pace that's pretty good. Every couple of days you can tattoo a new section. So you just keep doing that until it's gone.
Yeah, you got another way to make bank tattooing. Get all those people that don't want to pay for laser surgery.
Well, laser surgery is actually worse than the tattoo itself, because what it does is burn the micropigmentation. It doesn't just burn the ink of the micropigmentation. It burns your natural pigmentation. So when it's done, you literally have an albino piece of skin.
Oh, that sucks. So if you're African-American or black, or if you go and get one removed, dude, I bet a black guy could go and get the laser. If he had enough money, he could go to the laser people and have them laser his entire body, and he could be an albino.
Yeah, he could do that. It would be painful. His skin would never take ink. He wouldn't tan correctly. It's a big mess. I mean, laser tattoo removal is scary shit, man. It literally changes the molecular composition of your skin.
So I've got to ask though, why is the tattoo removal solution you're talking about? Why is that not as well known as the laser surgery?
Because it's something that was invented by John Hashi, the guy that's apprenticing, man.
So he's the one who's going to do it.
Well, yeah, he's teaching people as it goes. It just hasn't become as popular.
That makes sense. So when you're done, though, you'll be able to say you can do that.
Yeah. Yes. When I'm done, I'll be able to do everything. Him and I had a discussion. He knows that I want to learn every single aspect, every single type of tattooing. I want to know how to do it and be good at it.
Right on. Are there any tattoos that you ever thought about getting removed, or has every single tattoo you've gotten been what you always wanted?
There's one on my wrist that I've gone back and forth on whether to just have it covered up or have it removed. I think unless the cover-up itself or what I choose to finish out my sleeves with doesn't cover it, I'd probably just do a cover up with it because it's a pick and poke. But if it, you know, if it's going to show through or whatever, and it's not going to work the way I want it to, then I'll probably have it removed before I finish my sleeve.
Right on.
Yeah. And it seems silly, but under the same guise, it's cool. I mean, one of them. The best things about this solution that he's using is it's all natural. It's made from completely natural ingredients.
So from like plants and shit.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much like aloe and vitamin E and vitamin D and that kind of thing. And that's
all the stuff they tell you not to put on your tattoo when you get a fresh tattoo because it makes the ink come up.
Exactly. Exactly. All he did was apply the don'ts of tattoo care in the reverse, and now you've got a system of removing tattoos.
So why is it only in a little square to begin with? Does it not work if you do it in a larger scale?
No, it's not that it won't work if you do it in a larger scale. You risk infection.
I see. Especially since you said you're not supposed to use any kind of stuff on it.
Right. Right. Okay, it's sense. Basically control. It's controlled scarification is what it is. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just my 1 week's worth of understanding. Actually, I intend this weekend to sit down and I'm going to start a new blog. It's going to be a record of my journey through this apprenticeship and through the school. I'm going to provide technical information that I've learned and little tips that I found in getting through each stage. And it should be pretty cool. It'll end up being linked up my Eminent Mind, and it'll be its own individual blog. It's probably gonna be called something like Skin City Apprentice or something like that, because the name of the place that I'm working for is Artie Joe's Skin City. So,
Skin City.
Yeah.
Kind of like Sin City.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So that's. That's where I've been, that's what I'm doing, that's why I've been so absent. If people are wondering where I am, it's because I'm busy all day long now. And when I'm getting home, I'm tired. I'm tired. It takes a lot out of you to kick everybody's ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been largely absent myself, so I know how it goes. I've been pretty busy.
Yeah. I've been trying to keep monitoring on the forums. I actually kind of think it's funny that Zach asked me to establish or take over most of the control of Sin just prior to this. But, I mean, once I get into a groove, I'm sure I'll be able to bring my laptop in to work. I'm sure that there's not going to be a constant busy all the time. But right now I'm working on keeping a good impression, working on building a good relationship with this group. One of the guys that works there has been a friend of mine for 5 years.
Is he how you got into this?
It's kind of funny. This whole journey has been a two-part deal. I got interested in tattooing and how it worked when I started getting tattoos. And I had a couple of friends that did tattoos locally, and I would talk to them about what they were doing or whatever. But I never really thought of myself in terms of actually being able to. I never thought of myself as actually being a tattoo artist. I always loved tattoos, and I always wanted to. I just didn't think that I would have the ability. You know, you look at some of the work that Jason Terrell puts out. That's good stuff, man. You know, and you don't want to be a hack artist or a scratch artist, as they're called. You want to be somebody who's highly competent, like Jason Terrell is. When I lost this past, I started trying to apprentice when I lived down in Fort Myers. Bobby, the guy that I now work with, at that point in time, owned a shop down there called Bonnaroo Tattoo. And he was just showing me things. He had created this little gun and gave me a set of instructions when, you know, you can draw a picture on rice paper without causing it to bubble at all using this device. Then come back to me and we'll start training you. Well, got a couple of days later, I got my transfer and had to move to Tampa. Coincidentally, I guess about a year later, he closed the doors to his shop and came up here to work at this place with John, the guy who runs Artie Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really put any thought to it. And then when I lost this last job, after 12 years, Jason Sorrell kind of sent me a little care package. And it was attached a note that said, here's your next career.
Oh, sweet.
So Sorrell was the final push that this is what I should be doing. I mean, if a tattoo artist is telling me you should be tattooing, then there's a pretty good chance that maybe you are made to do that.
Yep, and I can't disagree with Jason on this. I mean, I can hardly disagree with him on most things, so I definitely agree with this decision to help you out with that. I think he'll do well.
So, anyway, then I went up to find my friend Bobby to see if he would apprentice me, because I wasn't comfortable trying to learn on my own. I mean, I would have been able to do it over time, but, you know, I'd pick up a whole bunch of bad habits. I may not learn everything that I need to. And ultimately, you know, might end up fucking somebody up. And well, I reserve that kind of thing for special people, you know?
Kind of like those pictures you see on the internet where supposedly a tattoo artist got revenge.
Yeah. Yep, that kind of thing. So, anyway, I found Bobby. He was working at Artie Joe's, and he said, well, look, you know, I can't take an apprentice here. And they don't do apprenticeships here because they have this tattoo school next door. But, you know, since you're hard of hearing, you can go through the state. They'll pay for it. And voila, here I am.
So wait, how long? I'm sure you already said this, but how long is the apprenticeship again?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. It depends on how well I do and how quickly I pick things up. If I keep moving like I am, I can see myself in the next 6 months having a full calendar.
Damn.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's just going to depend on what I put in, which is why I'm minimalizing my time and putting all this extra effort. I mean, already for school, what I was doing, because the school itself only runs from 9 to 3, but you can stay after and work as long as you want, as long as the shop's open practicing, and that's what I was doing.
Oh, gotcha.
Just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going.
So do as much as you can now so you can get it over with.
Exactly.
With that shit learned.
Exactly. So, you know, that's where I've been. That's what's been up. This thing's not even telling me how much time I got left. I'm hoping we're live.
Oh, we're definitely live.
Okay, good.
That would be embarrassing if we weren't. 36 minutes left.
Yeah. Oh, there's 36 minutes left?
Yeah.
It's not telling me. It usually has a little indicator of the stream left. Maybe I need to reload the page.
Yeah, possibly.
But, so kid's 5th birthday is happening today. He's 5. He's getting big fast, man. You almost want to cry.
Wait, what?
Still not giving me a time. Said you almost want to cry. He's getting big. Growing up so fast. Before I know it, it'll be a teenager and getting into all kinds of mischief. And,
yeah, knowing his dad. He's gonna be a little hellraiser, I bet.
Right on. Yeah.
But you still have a few years before that, so.
Yeah, but as quick as this first 5 went, man. It's scary. I mean, it went fast. I remember just yesterday bragging about the fact that I had this newborn boy. And, well, today he put half a decade behind him, so.
Like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, it's exactly what I'm thinking. You ever gone on like a couple day drinking spree or whatever, and when you finally sobered up, you're like, where the fuck did this last week go? That's kind of how
it's like that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess as you get older, your time seems to go faster.
Yeah. time does seem to go faster. It's kind of crazy.
I always imagined having a kid would make it go a little bit slower because there's that much more shit you have to do in a given day. There's always some new surprise.
That's what makes the stuff go fast, though, man, is having a ton of stuff to do. And if you think about it, if you got nothing to do, you can sit for the whole day, and it'll feel like a week.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
time flies when you're having fun, as they say, even if you're not having fun.
Right on. But anyway, I guess next week we should maybe really try to focus back on some left-hand path talk. I know normally we usually trip into something on the show here. But I don't know what time slot it's going to be, but I think that it's a good idea if we continue to try to keep a weekly appearance, even if it means one Saturday is one time, another Saturday is another. Or maybe we should just go ahead and move it back to nighttime.
If you want to, that might be better. I am down for whatever time slot, to be honest. So,
well, let me get a feel over the next couple of days for what the time is actually going to be like reasonably, and we'll get back together and discover this whole thing out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
what do we
want
to talk about is another question.
Next week, what should we talk about? Let's see. I don't know. Leave that one up in the air, too.
Hold on a second.
Right. In the meantime, while I'm thinking about this whole thing, man, I'm going to put this here in the archive, and hopefully Morgan and you can spread this around. But the Ooze radio.wordpress.com site that's linked at the top of SYN has showtimes and schedules on it that are, I think the only one that's not actually up there at the moment is the Friday night show, and that's because Sean and Lexi keep bouncing around what time it's going to be and what's recently going on with them. We don't even know if they're going to be doing it for a couple of weeks. So,
hold on a second. Just grabbing some more coffee.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Anyways, for anybody who's listening, you can get sort of up to date. It was more up to date a couple months ago, but I'm going to try to get back into posting at least daily on the ooze.wordpress.com site. We'll try to get that updated. I really need to start focusing my efforts, and I'm aware of that. I'm not going to be able to spread myself as thin electronically as I have in the past. But I would definitely try to keep everybody central, and I'm definitely going to do my best to keep active. So, that's for everybody
listening.
Have you
been there lately? I haven't even been there in a while. Like, I haven't been active on the internet for the last week or so.
As far as the ooze.wordpress.com site goes, no, nobody's posted on that in like a month.
Oh, goddamn.
It's just, I've got to get everybody trained to actually using it, and I've got to get our audience trained to actually using it. So it's my fault because I should have been more on top of it, but since I wasn't, it's kind of fallen down. Yeah, let's see. November 20th was the last post done on there.
God damn.
But there's a shows and times button that's, like I said, it's fairly up to date. The only show that's actually missing off of there is the Friday night show, and with the stuff going on with Sean and Lexi. I don't know how that's going to go.
Considering what's going on with them.
Yeah. Yeah, but otherwise, everything else is there, and anybody who wants to know what time the shows are coming on or whatever, it's there. So,
let's see. Show and Times is the page. I kind of wonder if there's a better way to show the times than having people click on a link to get to that page.
I could do the times separately there, but or do them in a banner like I've done in the past. But my idea with the banner was I was going to do something big and creative. I mean, I've got it half done. I just crashed my hard drive. I haven't been able to get a hard drive again to get Photoshop back on it to get it finished. But I've
here's
got a really
an idea.
Cool banner.
Instead of having the because you're doing the banner, I wouldn't want it up there anyway, or the times and whatnot. I bet you could put something in the sidebar, like near the top, above the Twitter feed. I bet you could come up with something there where it's a static list of the show times so people could see it right when they get to the website.
Right. What you might do then is... if you've got a few minutes to do it and you have an idea how to put it together, you've got full access to that site as far as I know.
Yeah, I do. Can you actually edit the theme in there? Well, I guess you can because you obviously have added stuff. I guess I could tinker around with it and come up with something. I'll let you know. I've got to conceptually come up with what it's going to be before actually fucking with it.
Right on. And for a while, I was asking all of the co-hosts as they were scheduling out their shows to set them on like an auto-repeat feature. So each show, like Primus Mano, it's a general topic, and then we have whatever little things we're talking about that day. We usually will either announce the week before or say, okay, hey, we decided we're going to talk about this week. That kind of thing was meant to be posted on the actual WordPress blog page itself. You know, if we decided on a topic, somebody was supposed to go in and say, okay, next week we're talking about this on this date, and link to the show page. So, it's my fault. I haven't followed through with it all, but really should have. I'm going to get a little more organized over this next week because, like I said, I've now got a lot more shit that I have to do, and I'm going to have to minimize my presence on the internet, which means I'm going to have to use the time that I do spend on it a little more wisely.
Yeah, I think the Ooze is a good place to put focus.
What's that?
Say what?
Exactly. What did you say?
So what I was saying was I said it's good to put your focus on the news rather than other places like Sin, because that place is pretty well self-regulated anyway. And the news is, we haven't been paying a lot of attention to that, so I think it could be a lot better with the right focus, rather than fucking around with some of the social networking things out there.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody knows Sin and the Ooze go hand in hand anyway. So I don't think it's really necessary to keep them as tightly linked up as they are. But Zach seems to like it. So I've been keeping that there. I mean, the Sin Project, it's Zach's baby, but it's something we've worked together on since the very beginning. know, and the ooze is my baby, but Zach's had a hand in it, you know, almost the entire way through also.
Oh, speaking of Finn, are there still plans to move it?
Mm-hmm. I just ran out of money, man. I mean, actually, Christmas killed me.
Yeah, it tends to do that to all of us. So.
Yeah.
I'm actually, well, I didn't really buy anything, but I'm still fucking dead. But you were saying,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think you've mentioned that there was a really cheap place that had, what's the word, unlimited resources.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what that
is. It's actually off of GoDaddy, and it's there. It's just I want to try to pay for a bulk amount of time rather than having a monthly bill him.
Well, of course.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that would be ideal. You get a bigger discount if you pay, you know, for extended period of time. So that was kind of my goal there. And
well, what's the monthly fee
I
for unlimited?
$10.
Ah, that's actually with my hosting over at DreamHost. I think it's $99 for a year. For unlimited, everything.
Right. That's the price if you're paying month to month. $10 if you're paying month to month.
But GoDaddy doesn't have a year option for with a bulk discount.
I'm sure it does. I didn't look at what it was. I looked at what the month to month was because I know how Zach rolls. So. Yeah, that was my thought process behind it.
I'll have to scratch my head over that one for a little bit. I mean, not right now, but there's got to be a better solution.
Yeah, it really is just a matter of, it's really just a matter of fucking putting up the money. That's it. Once it's up and done, it'll be good. And I got to get Zach into the habit of actually tucking away the money if I'm going to get him, you know, paying annually rather than paying monthly.
Yeah, that'll take some financial discipline.
Yeah, which, well, you know, Zach's the poster boy for that.
Of course. You know, he's my role model as far as fiscal responsibility.
Yeah. Very done. But, yeah, that's where everything there stands. The ooze lives on, of course. Seems to be a ton of hater aid lately, and I'm liking that.
You're liking the hater aid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it when people talk shit about me. That's
refreshing.
That just means I'm on their mind all the time.
Yep, you're on their mind, and you could give a shit about them. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. So, you know, it's kind of the equivalent of what's happening over in the ONS, or the ONA world. They've, you know, written probably a total of 300,000 words at this point to how they don't care about what's going on the internet.
Wait, literally 300,000?
Well, I don't think it's really that much, but it's a lot, man. I mean, it's ridiculous. You could write a book off of these blogs.
Yeah, there was a lot. They, actually, you know, I went back and I saw that the three blog posts that came out about how much they don't care were taken down. At least I couldn't find them. Maybe that's just my own problem, but I didn't see them.
Right on. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Retcon. If at first you don't succeed, backpedal, backpedal, backpedal.
Gotta love that backstroke, man. Gotta love it. But anyway, with all that being said and done, I don't know how much time is left in this show.
We've got 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Let's talk about something, I guess. So,
Wait,
what? What did we talk about? I was trying to think of an actual topic.
That's a good question. I hadn't even thought about what to talk about. I've been balls to the walls this week, so I haven't really had much thought. I'm like, all I know is I had a show to do.
You know what? Let's handle this from an easy one. Let's go with Jesus as a left-hand path persona. Do you think that the character described as Jesus accurately represents the left-hand path?
Oh, I've heard this one before. I think it's pretty easy. In one respect, he could be considered as much because he was going against the grain, you know, antinomian, I guess. But at the same time, if you look at what he was actually preaching, it was not left-hand path at all. So I would say no.
You would say no. I would say that not only was he not against the grain at that point in time, that he was actually trying to assimilate everybody. I mean, if you look at what he was teaching, even though it was counter to some of what was happening socially at that time, what he was teaching was everybody getting along, everybody holding hands. His whole deal was hanging out with the hookers and turning the other cheek and not being judgmental of them. I mean, his whole behavior reeks of kumbaya. There's just no way you can slice it otherwise. Just because he was counter to something that was existing at that point in time, being counter by itself does not equate to left-hand path praxis.
Exactly, that's my thought too. I don't know how anybody could mistake it.
Right on.
I'd say Jesus was the first communist.
Okay. I agree with that. I'm sorry, I just got a letter in the mail, and I'm trying to figure this out. I have no idea. All right, I'm back. Left-hand path praxis there. There's nothing resembling a left-hand path. You might use a certain aspect of it to describe it as, maybe resembling what the left-hand path is, but it in itself, because it bears the features of, does not make it. I mean, I know Chinese guys that have noses that look at African-American, but they're by no means African-American.
Right.
Nor do they have any in their bloodline.
Wait a second. Didn't Jesus come up in that last book that we were going over? Did he get a mention? I could have sworn I saw him mentioned, but maybe I'm just tripping.
Which one?
The Flowers book.
The Flowers book? If I remember correctly, yes, he did.
Lord of the Left-Hand Path. Wait, what?
Yeah. I said, if I remember correctly, yes, he did. It's been a little while since I read that book, so I don't remember what was actually covered on that.
I'll have to look through that book again. Lords of the Left-Hand Path is what I'm talking about to our listeners. Check it out. It's pretty cool.
Right on.
Oh, we're getting another guest. Hey, Morgan, you should call in and talk to us.
Hang on a minute. All right, 15 minutes left in the show. I think we killed that pretty good. But if anybody has a, you know, if anybody has a counter argument that they think's valid, 347-989-1371. Moving on to the next one, Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley, left hand path or no?
I don't know much about him. I mean, I haven't really read his stuff, to be honest. I've read some of the stuff that was mentioned in the book we were just talking about, Lost Left Hand Path, in which it has some of his passages. And I guess I read a little bit of what Jason put in his book about it. But I'm going to have to say, no, not Left Hand Path. You would think that, it seems like he would obviously be Left Hand Path because of some of the stuff he talks about. It would appear on the surface to be that, but I'm trying to think of a good quote.
Hang on 1 second. We got a call.
Yep.
So.
Morgan's calling.
Okay. Morgan, you're on the news.
Hey.
Hey.
So
what's up?
I figured I'd call and just say hi because you guys sound like you're kind of dying and swimming to talk about something or anything.
Just nobody had a plan, and it happens like that every once in a while. What do you think? Jesus, left hand path?
If anything, you know, the bad actions he did against the establishment back then were throwing, you know, I had said throwing the money changers out of the temple, but considering how much money the church collects and how much they own now, it's kind of redundant.
Right. Right on. Do you think that's immediately reflective upon the man or just reflective upon the garbage that he was spewing?
Well, I mean, it's an evolvement from, what he said to, you know, how the church has become because, you know, the stuff about him was written supposedly after he was dead and then changed, and then they, you know, decided what books to keep, what to throw out, what to use to control the masses. So I seriously doubt that anything he's actually said, if he even existed, is anything like what they're doing now anyway. So, but, you know, having,
right,
a bunch of people follow you around, you know, giving up all your worldly possessions, feeding hundreds of people, raising people from the dead. Well, you know, not really left-hand path, except maybe raising people from the dead.
Right, and that's even questionable. All right, what about Aleister Crowley? What's your thoughts on him, left-hand path or no?
No, he is.
You think so? I think that he was a right-hand pather who just kind of liked to dabble in the left-hand path. I don't see his overall praxis as being willing to commit past a certain level of psychological masturbation. That's just my opinion. So.
See, the man did everything he wanted to do. I mean, aside from, mountain climbing, you know, his yoga practices, the books that he's written, the a lot of the rites and everything, and just his whole lifestyle and what he did and what he wrote was not a right-hand path, you know. It was not. I mean, yeah, you have the whole holy guardian angel thing, but, I mean, if you read more into it, that's more about coming in tune with what you are and who you are and making what you are the best it can be, rather than thinking that some outside entity is just going to lead your life and by the hand and, you know, throw stuff at you.
Right on. All right. So I can see that being a very valid argument. And I can't really think of a good counter except for maybe, I don't know, maybe, you know, that the fact that he invoked external deities to bring him the things that he wanted. That
right.
In itself is kind of.
But I mean, you know, with Satanism, you still have the rites too. I mean, you have the whole suspension of disbelief. If you practice magic in that regard through, you know, psychological drama to make yourself do things. So it's not like actually at that moment in time, you know, outside of the ritual chamber that you believe that, you know, Satan has your back or whatever. But during that time to accomplish the goals that you need, that's what you're focusing on to accomplish the goal for that moment in time.
Okay, that sounds like a sound argument there. I'm not gonna debate that any further. I think you've done a good job establishing that. Yes, he was left-hand path. All right, next one would be like Gandhi. Let's try Gandhi. Right-hand path or left-hand path?
I think supposedly like bullshit because, I mean, yeah, he was like, you know, for peaceful, all that kind of crap. But from what I've learned, apparently he also liked sleeping naked with like his young followers and cousins and nieces and shit. So, I mean, it's, you know, he had his little freaky side too. So, I mean, you know, how much of the stuff, you know, was true and how much of it was for like personal gain as well.
Right on. Lehi, do you have thoughts on Gandhi?
I don't really know much about him other than that he took the spotlight from some other revolutionary figure in India and that he didn't really do all that much. He just kind of took all the credit.
Okay. I mean, I personally would agree with Morgan that what he was teaching and when he was pushing forward the very right-hand path, that his behavior was a little more questionable. So, I don't know. I would say right-hand path, but that's just me.
Yeah, because that's what he was pushing, and that was his agenda. But, you know, his lifestyle was different. But, I mean,
right.
That happens across the board with fucking the whole, like, religious cult here in America as well. Like, all the frigging guys who end up getting caught with hookers or gay men hookers and all that kind of crap. So, you know, they'll preach whatever they want, you know, on Sundays and then do whatever they want the rest of the week.
Basically
right
just a facade.
Yeah.
Right on.
I would say a left-hand path practitioner would be able to do that kind of thing. You know, be able to take credit for the people's shit and trick people into giving them what they want.
There is
right
that.
On,
but, I mean, the difference comes if they themselves see what they're doing and acknowledge it as being wrong, or if they don't see what they're doing as being wrong and don't acknowledge it.
That's reasonable.
But do we know what they think?
What?
But is there material out there to find out whether they thought one way or the other?
Well, I mean, they themselves would have to decide, you know, what their reasoning behind their actions are. I mean, we can't, like, rip open their skulls and see what was going on in their brain. So all we can do is, like, guess that their reasoning, but, I mean.
Oh, of course. I'm just wondering if, like, say Gandhi had something, some written work out there to at least give us the impression that he thought a certain way about all that.
About sleeping with naked chicks?
Yeah, I mean, did anyone, like, call him on it when he was alive?
I think they did, but they pretty much glossed over it because as shit went on, you know, he became, like, you know, this, like, great man figure, you know, and people don't always want to pull down their idols. I mean, you know,
that makes sense.
And considering it's India, they really don't have that many idols of their own, you know, to be proud of that are recognized worldwide.
Right on. I've just been kind of curious. I've been going through and looking at things, and I wonder, do you think when examining a person, trying to define which path they actually walk on, it's more important to look at what they're teaching and what they're pushing forward, or how they're actually existing themselves.
Well, your actions always show what's in your heart and what you're thinking. I mean, you can go out there and, you know, preach, you know, Hail Satan, all that other crap, but if you're, you know, if you're an altar boy on Sundays, I mean, come on. Yeah, you have to check out the whole package. But while doing that, you also have to understand that, you know, people will do and make compromises in order to better their social situations. I mean, you know, look at Venger when they had the picture of him dressed all in black at his daughter's baptism. I mean, some people were like freaking out and going like, oh my God, blah, 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 he's not this, he's not that, how can he do this? And I'm looking at it like, big fucking deal. He did it to shut his wife up, get laid, and make her family happy. You know, what's better, give them one day and live the rest of your life in peace, or fucking have to fight with them every time you see them?
Yeah, it didn't really hurt him to do it anyway. It's not a big sacrifice.
For me, it's actually kind of a point of just mockery in a way. The silliness of it is not the respect that he actually, you know, was intelligent enough to go ahead and give them, you know, their one day in the sun so he could have, you know, the rest of the time on that beach alone, if you know what I'm saying. But the silliness of it is the inconsistency that's produced around it, in that, you know, he likes to talk up, you know, Gnostic Christianity or esoteric Christianity as being a left-hand path praxis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in it, it kind of creates more of a thrust towards what his actual actions look like.
Well, Gnostic Christianity is kind of weird. I totally don't really understand all of it, and, you know, some of their people have, like, really weird philosophies, but the ones that I had met were hanging out with the, with Crowley's group, the OTA, what is that, fucking OTO, and shit, so it was
OTO, kind of weird.
Yeah, and, they seem to be, like, you know, relatively sane and shit, but, you know, their whole outlook is kind of, you know, convoluted sometimes.
Right. Well, it's just more of an example of what gray lines look like than black and white, I think. So,
yeah.
We got a little less than a minute left here. So I want to thank you for calling in and help drag it out this last 15 minutes.
Sure, no problem.
In the meantime, we'll try to actually come up with something good for next week. But as far as what the time slot actually is, check the oozeradio.wordpress.com around Wednesday of this week, and I should have it updated.
All right, cool. All right, honey, so I'll talk to you guys later on. Take it easy now.
You too.
All right, bye.
Have a good one.
All right, and Lehi, we're out, man.
All right, have a good one.
You too.